Hello, and welcome to Epic People, a global community of researchers, creators, and innovators doing ethnography for impact in businesses and organizations. In this podcast series, we are focusing on reflections as we celebrate 20 years of ethnographic praxis, and as a lead up to our 20th conference in LA this August, we're looking back on our past themes, from sociality in 2005 to friction in 2023. Our conference themes from the past two decades have not lost relevance, but may well have evolved, shifted, and taken on new meanings. Epic People examines those shifts, featuring longtime and newer members of this vibrant and global community. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Melissa Sefkin, and I chaired Epic in its third and fourth years in 2007 and 2008. The theme of 2007 was being heard. This was a year I co-chaired with Ken Anderson, and we picked the theme for a number of reasons. First of all, it really resonated broadly in terms of what was going on in the social historical context. It was right smack in the middle of the growth of the rise of what's become most common social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook. That was even the era of MySpace. Blogging was just taking off. It was still a relatively new thing. For Time Magazine, the person of the year in 2006 was you. In other words, it was really all about the promise and often the actuality of people giving voice to their own views, to their perspective, to trying to find community online, to being heard in the world on one's issues and one's ideas. So these were the kinds of things that a lot of us as social and cultural analysts were actually doing or trying to do in the jobs that we had, paying attention to these kinds of dynamics. And for many, not myself at the time, but for many, focus on those social media networks was directly a part of their jobs and their work. But, you know, there was actually an even more passionate to the heart aspect to this theme of being heard. And that was our own questioning about who we were and what we were doing at the time. So Epic was a relatively young community at the time, and the coming together of social, cultural analysts, ethnographers who worked broadly across industry arenas was relatively new. Now, of course, there's been decades of anthropologists or cultural analysts working in marketing in a variety of functions and jobs in industry for decades and decades. But this was really a chance for us to come together as a community and to be less scattered and less fragmented. And as we did so, of course, we had to ask the question and wondered about, are we being heard? We thought and felt like we were starting to be heard, but we also worried, and probably rightly so, that we might have been missing out on getting a seat at the proverbial table of relevance. So the theme was very much about questioning, are we being heard? And if we're being heard, what makes that successful? In what ways are we successfully being heard? And what are the responsibilities that come with being heard? So one of the most memorable presentations to me was Tony Salvador's keynote address called Thoughts on Representation. Tony was at Intel, and he opened his talk with telling of having recently walked portions of the Camino de Santiago, the Catholic pilgrimage trail in southern France, northern Spain. He painted a picture of the sights, the tranquility, of the reflection that went along with taking this pilgrimage trail. And he used that as a segue to ask the question of, what are we doing? What are we really doing in the organizations in which we work? And what good is it? And I think it was really apropos that he would be on a pilgrimage trail, the site of considering the good, to ask after the good of the work that we do. Reflecting on his own commitments and practices, he included this line, which to me is so memorable. If there's an elephant in the room, then introduce it. And that, in a way, was a way of encapsulating what the promise and potential for ethnographic work in industry was really about. So his talk was thoughtful, it was evocative, and it was penetrating. And what's even more memorable is Tony gave this talk after spending less than 24 hours to put it together when our originally scheduled keynote was unable to make it to the conference. So Tony scrambled, put it together, and left us all with some great memories. Another element to the program I loved that year was a session curated by Elizabeth Anderson Kemp that paired ethnographers with their business clients or stakeholders to talk about their collaboration. So for instance, one of those was Christian Madsberg of Red Associates, who shared the stage with his client at Lego, and they talked about the work that they did on play. So it was great to hear from a client directly about how these sociocultural framing of challenges and opportunities really shaped the work that they did and how they thought about their mission, what they were up to. Thinking of this theme today, I have to say I think it really holds up, and it probably always will. Questions of representation are always worth considering and pausing to consider what's really going on, whose voices are being represented, what is being shared, what is being heard. Ethnographic forms of work, human-centered design, user-centered experience, all these have become much more widely spread. In fact, I'm sure many people who attend the conference these days have user experience design, user experience research, user experience strategists in their titles. But back then, in 2007, this was just much less common. So it's spread, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to ask, as Tony implored, are we really introducing the elephant in the room? Are we really bringing to the fore not just what should be heard and is being heard, but what's been silenced and needs to be heard? These are the kinds of questions and reflections I hope that we do address yet again this year at EPIC. Admittedly, I have a high tolerance for this kind of reflective consideration in the work that we share, because I think it never gets old, and I think it's always important to revisit where we've been, how we're thinking, and who we are. That said, I'm excited to be introduced and hear about all sorts of new themes and new work that's going on in this 20th year anniversary. I just also want to make one more comment about the theme, and that is that I'm really tickled that the theme that year was being heard, and that being heard preceded rather than came after being seen. Being seen was the theme for the second year that I co-chaired with Martha Cotton, and that was a beautiful pairing of themes. We turn first to the sensoria that's usually much less commonly privileged, that of hearing, before turning our attention to the dominant sense of seeing to explore the themes and considerations of the kind of work that we do. So the one thing that I think researchers and ethnographers should be doing right now is listening. We should be listening to the world around us and not just for the presence or absence of certain utterances of sound, not just listening for answers to the questions we've pre-formulated, but listening to what's really going on. And if you're unsure of what that really means, take a look at Michael Powell's masterful presentation or listen to it, watch it online. His presentation on ethnographic listening from last year's EPIC 2023. The three words that I would use to describe the current state of ethnography and industry are meditating, managing, and modulating. Meditating, this has been a year of reflection. Two key dynamics have been at play during that time. The layoffs in tech, where so many of us have been working, and the question about what role we were really serving, if it's so easy to lob us off and get rid of us. And also the rise of generative AI, which is really creating reflection about what is distinctive, unique, and special about the kind of work that we bring that can't be so easily recreated through technical means and algorithms. So that's where the managing comes in. This has really been a year for us to manage where we're headed and who we are. It's been a year of managing new identities, new directions for many of us after being laid off, after moving in new directions to find different areas of work, whether it's in civic tech, in medical devices, in many different kinds of things that continue to bubble up and emerge as core areas for our work. it's also been an area or a time for us to manage the kind of work we do vis-a-vis and with and through generative AI. So all this meditating and managing has added up to us modulating our work. We're modulating where to be, we're modulating how to act, and we're modulating who we are both individually and as a community. The role of EPIC in my personal professional development. I gotta say, for me, that's really a hard question to answer. How do you encapsulate what have been two decades of the most rewarding, most special kind of connection into a simple, pithy little statement? I'll just say that EPIC has been a place for me where I go to both be provoked and to relax. It's where I get to bring the me that I can't always safely bring to the day job, to probe deeper, to question more, to continue to push at the kinds of questions that I think are important. But it's also a place that I come to relax. This is a site and a venue in which I expect, and I have the great fortune of seeing year after year some of the people I enjoy most in the world. It's really almost like attending the wedding of one of your closest friends. It's 1,000 truncated conversations, every one of which I would have been happy to carry on and speak further with that person. And I'm delighted with the new conversation that interrupts and takes me yet in another new direction. So I can hardly wait for this year's conference. I look forward to seeing you all there. And please do come say hello when we arrive in Santa Monica.
Thanks for listening. As everything with EPIC, this series could not have been done without an amazing effort from volunteers and a small but mighty EPIC team. Thanks go to the EPIC People Reflections podcast team, Dustin Cascaden, Elizabeth Haywood, Evan Hanover, Marta Kachurian-Zapan, and Martha Cotton. To learn more about EPIC, attend the conference in LA from August 18th to the 21st, and to learn about other ways to be involved in our community, please go to 2024.epicpeople.org. Thanks.